about to be live. We're about to be live. We are the 1, 2, 3 Sore Losers! What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, y'all? It's Sizzin. I'm from the north. It sounded like Lunch's voice almost went out. Mine will not, I can guarantee you that. I live on the west side in Nashville. I'm married to Baser. We've been doing that for about 5 months. We're going to go strong. We're considering 50 years at this. Also, I shotgun hard seltzers on the weekend, and we have one more intro left.
Well, I'm Morgan. I love to party and take a lot of shots, and I watch absolutely zero sports. I spend most of my time hanging out with my dog. That's what I do.
That was
That was actually good intro. That was really good.
Yeah.
I was really thinking you were going to flub it and we were going to have to redo it, but you brought it strong.
But she comes across as that hardcore party girl on the weekends. That goes even harder than my intro with the white seltzers.
Yeah, it's shots. Shots out. You got the shot song. That's me. It's like shots, shots, shots.
She one-upped my intro.
It really is funny because I was at the bar this weekend and Morgan number two was there and we hung out and I was like, hey, you want a drink? She's like, I just do shots. And so she would take a shot and then she'd wait about 20 minutes, then do another shot, and then she'd wait and then she'd do another shot. She never has a drink in her hand, which is so interesting to me that she's just at a bar hanging out, no drink in the hand, just shot up, put it down. So do you not feel weird at the bar not holding anything?
No, well, because most of the time, like pre-pandemic, I haven't really gotten to experiences this time around yet, but people, like I always go to the dance floor, and when you're on the dance floor with a drink, everybody always hits you, it gets bumped into. Basically, you have half the drink by the time you leave the dance floor. So I'm like, why waste the money and why not just get a solid buzz and then I can go back when I need another one? Or, you know, in shots, everybody always loves to buy shots at the bar. You bought me shots at the bar.
I did buy you shots at the bar.
It's just a thing. It's like it rallies the crowd. So I just like to be that fun environment for everybody on top of it. And then I just don't need a drink. I'm like, well, I'm like 10 shots deep. I really don't need another drink.
And Ray, it's hilarious because I had my boys in town this weekend. And so
Garrett, Forrest, Batterbox.
Garrett, Jacob, and Greg. And so we all go to the bar. We meet up with Morgan number two. She's got her friends with her. And they're,
well, let me do the bar music.
Yeah. And her friends are going crazy.
What?
And we're, what?
Y'all drinking?
Hey. No, we were on the porch. We were on the porch so we could actually hear each other.
We had to make it easy for our old guy friends.
Dude. First of all, so then we're talking about it, and they're like, we were going over our outfits, if we looked old and if we looked out of place at the bar, and they were like, well, yeah, you guys have too many buttons on our shirt. So they had to unbutton a couple of our buttons because they said we looked too old with our buttons. I was like, okay. Then the funniest thing that I have seen happen in a long time.
A girl showed me her boobs.
No, my buddy Jacob is talking to one of M2's friends.
No, it was a girl. I had three girlfriends in town.
Yeah, three girlfriends in town. And so he's talking to her. And I don't know if Jacob just had nothing to talk about, didn't know what to say or what, but he goes, so is your dad a golfer?
The most random comment of the night. No.
He didn't have a follow-up. And she goes, huh? And what's funny is, I was sitting there and I didn't even think anything of it because we'd been drinking. I was like, oh man, valid question, man. And the next day we were reliving the night and that's when it hit us that he asked the girl, the opening line to this girl was, so does your dad play golf?
That's bad.
It wasn't his best pickup line.
I don't know. I haven't used a pickup line in like 7 years, but that one is probably tough to come back from.
And we just talked and we laughed about it. I mean, we made fun of him all the time, all weekend. Just everything that happened was like, man. Hey, so anywhere we'd go, we'd like checking in at the golf shop the next day. Hey, does your dad play golf? We asked everybody if their dad played golf.
Hey, so tell me this. Your boys, what city are they from? And did they think Nashville compared to their home city?
They are all from Austin. And they loved Nashville.
So
loved
instead
it.
Of three dudes coming here, why didn't one dude go there?
Well, because Austin FC was playing Nashville SC in soccer on Sunday. And so they came to go to that game. We played three rounds of golf. We shut down the bars for two nights. That's why they came here. It was a trip to see go to the soccer game. Also see me. And we partied hard. But it was fun because Morgan's friends were super nice, super fun. It was a fun night. I almost got beat up by a chick at the bar, though.
Well, let me tell you about this, okay? Lunchbox was being the normal loudmouth that he is. And some drunk girl.
Come here.
Comes up to him.
I'm going to punch you in the face, you.
literally.
Basically.
This girl was very intoxicated. And she comes up to Lunchbox and
was
she's like.
Was the music loud?
No.
No.
Oh, dang.
Sorry. We were on the patio. Yeah. We're on the patio.
Okay, but it was loud inside. Yeah. But then it turned down.
Yeah, so like it's faint. Faint loud music.
Okay, so it's faint.
Yeah, there All right, go. And this girl is like, hey, tie my shoe. She just like yells at Lunchbox and he's like, yo, what happened to your leg?
Because
her leg was all beat up.
She sticks her foot up and says, here, tie my shoe. And I look at her and I'm like, what happened to you, girl? Like she has, both her knees are scraped and kind of bloody. And she has like black, like dried, like she'd been in the sewer all over her leg. It was all like dried, wet, I don't know, sweat. And it was all dirty. Her shoe was nasty, filthy, all like it's a white shoe, supposed to be a white shoe.
It looks like she kind of got hit by a bus. Her and legs did.
That tells me that was two words, day drinker.
Yes.
And then it led to the nightcap.
And I did. I asked her, I said, girl, did you get hit by a car? Like, what happened to you?
That's another great opening line, Coach. I know you're married, but that's never even a good line to say.
She said,
excuse me, girl, have you been hit by a bus?
Because she put her foot up and tried to make me tie her shoe. And I saw the scrapes and the nastiness on her leg and her shoes. So I was trying to figure out what went wrong in her life to get to this point that she has bloody knees, black junk all over her legs, and her shoes are sopping nasty wet.
But I love that now you're married with kids and everything, so your role is shoe tire at bars.
You're
almost a father figure. That, I mean, she's never
He was the dad at the bar. Okay. So naturally the girl was like, hey, dad, tie my shoe.
Is there a finale to this story?
So she's like, she'd laugh, and she thinks it's kind of funny. Her friend, on the other hand, don't you talk trash to my friend. What's your problem? You got something to say? You got something to say?
She
What's your problem?
She was in Lunchbox's face, right? Like, in it. Like, she wanted to fight him. I have never seen Lunchbox so quiet and stunned in his life.
I was just looking. I was like, your girl put her foot up in my space and said, tie her shoe. And then I'm trying to get to the bottom of the situation of what happened to this girl, that she was climbing through the sewers. Like, the sewer rat comes up. Oh, here you go. Let's go to the bar. It was disgusting.
Vandy kids.
Lunchbox, be real. She could have beat you up.
Well, yeah, she could have beat me up.
Yeah, she could have.
Did your boys have your back?
Oh, so one
guys, get my back. A girl's trying to beat me up.
So this is what was funny, is one of my guy friends that was there saw this happening and stood right in front of Lunchbox, and he's even smaller than Lunchbox, and I was like, oh, this is going
to
be good.
And he told me, he goes, I got nothing to lose. You got everything to lose.
It's pretty good, funny laugh.
It was really funny. He goes, I mean, I was going to take one for you because I knew you have more to lose than I do. No one knows who I am, and I got nothing to lose, so I was going to let her give me one on the chin, and I was like, oh, my. It was.
But she was. She was about to sucker punch Lunchbox right in the face.
I mean, all because her friend asked me to tie her shoe. And I was trying to get to the bottom of what happened to her knees and her legs and her shoes. And I never got the answer. And they were from Vermont. And I have no idea what they were doing here, but they never answered my question. So I have no idea what caused the injuries, why her legs were covered in black, like, ugh.
You guys were on Demumbrian, right?
Yeah.
How does Vermont know about Midtown? I thought Vermont just sticks on
Broadway. All our secrets are out,
Dang it.
The tourists know everything now.
Like, if you're not from here, it used to be you could sneak away to Midtown. The lines aren't as long. Now the lines are wrapped around every bar in town. But Midtown used to be where, Broadway's just New York City.
Broadway's nuts. 99.9% tourists.
Yes. And so we always found this little place. I would call it a solstice, if you will. And it's called Midtown. And now apparently that's no longer a secret. It's out.
And
the other problem we had is we walk up to the door. We walk up to get in.
Hi there, I'm Lunchbox with the Bobby Bone Show. Possible to get some shots for some me and my friends.
How many girls you got with you?
Oh, no girls. It's just me and my three dudes.
We'll pass. Thank you, though. Good luck with your show, though. Whatever show you're talking about.
So we walked up. I have my ID. Get in. Greg walks up, hands his ID.
They're still checking the IDs?
Gets in. Yeah.
Coach, you guys are double the legal age.
Wait for it. Wait for it, Ray.
Coach, you guys just about doubled up that legal age. I think
you're good. Wait for it. Jacob walks up, shows his ID, gets in. Garrett walks up, shows his ID. Guy looks at it and goes, Sorry, expired. Can't come in.
And Garrett's like, he wasn't even underage trying to get in.
Yeah, and I'm like, and Garrett's like, what? He's like, yeah, it's expired. And dude, Garrett goes, yeah, in Texas, you know, you had to make an appointment to go get it renewed. And so Greg turns around and goes, so why the hell didn't you go get it renewed? He goes, who comes on a trip with an expired ID? And the guy goes like, do you have a passport? And Garrett goes, yeah, at my house. And he goes, sorry, I can't let you in. It's expired. And Garrett goes, I can get on an airplane, fly across the country, but I can't come into your bar. And he goes, ooh, it's expired.
Point Garrett.
He goes, it's expired. Can't come in. So then we're like, hey, Garrett, we'll go in and we'll try to find someone to get you in. Okay, this is the best part. So we go in and order drinks. Garrett, we look out. And Garrett is just posted up against the wall. Just standing there.
Let me paint a visual for you. Garrett is Lunchbox's friend who I think looks like Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts.
He does.
And so he's just
not as good a voice. And
no, they definitely don't look the same, but they're similar enough that it gives you a visual.
So he is just up against the wall and people one by one are showing ID, going in, showing ID, going in. And Garrett's just there with his arms folded. So Jacob, he wants to make sure Garrett knows that we're okay and that we're still thinking about him. So he sticks his head out there and gives him the thumbs up and gives him three thumbs up to let him know, hey, we still know you're out here. We're going to finish our drinks. And so we're sitting there and we're trying to find a different way in. And there's another side.
I mean, what are you guys going to do? Scale the roof, coach? It's a damn Midtown bar. Who cares? Well, just go to a different one or go back.
No, because he doesn't have an ID, so we're not going to be able to get him in anywhere.
Well, I get that, but at some point you got to abort mission, just go to the golf course again.
Now, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, we're just going to.
9 o'clock at night, right?
Oh, are we that late?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Well, what, it wasn't 7 o'clock in the morning.
I wasn't following the time. I assumed it. We're talking 6 p.m., 7
p.m. No. We're at 9, 10 o'clock at night, and so we're like, what are we going to do? Are we going to get to go back to the food court we were at and just drink at that bar because they didn't ID? And then there's another entrance where another security guard is standing, but it's really the exit. You're not supposed to go in there. And this dude didn't care about his job, and I noticed that he would walk down the street trying to flirt with chicks.
You're golden then.
And I said, got it. And I walk over there, and I go, Garrett, come on. And he's like, what? Where are we going to go? Guy walks over to flirt with some chicks. We walk right in. He goes, dude, they're still going to ask for my ID. And I was like, Garrett, we're already in. He goes, oh, this patio is in? All right. Yeah. So we're in. And so then we're talking to Morgan number two's friends. And one of them, Garrett goes, yeah, I couldn't get in. My ID was expired. And the girl goes, they ID'd you?
Dude, you guys were getting bashed on left and right.
Dude, it was a blow. Garrett was just like, oh, dang, man. Like, really? Like, really? That's how we're going to do it? Like, they ID'd you?
What you got to realize is, I don't know if you're finished yet, but these kids turn on you so quickly. When you start to be the older people in bars, yes, they'll start to make fun of you. You're the easy joke. I realize that, and I'm starting to move in that direction where I'm like, I got to be super selective the bars I go to. I can't go to a bar and just post up and get a bottle. Vegas, you can get away with that. Yes. But in Nashville, unless you're rolling with like 10 of your people, you don't want to stick out like a sore thumb.
Well,
you really don't.
I have to say that being with Morgan number two's crew made us look a little bit younger and fit in more because we would have been the four
but
older
dudes. I don't know if people
realize
the crew in Midtown and Broadway's touristy.
Oh, they are
Midtown
definitely 21, 23 years old.
It's 20, 21, 22. I mean, everybody is a college kid, so you guys probably looked like real bad, coach.
Hey, to be fair, everybody wanted to come hang out with us. We kept having people join our group that we didn't know.
Coach, you needed to do an appearance fee for that.
It was fun to stand on the patio. Then
so you couldn't leave that bar, though?
No, we couldn't leave that bar. That was it. We were stuck.
Wow.
Like, that was the only place we could go because we snuck Garrett in.
Was there a line at this bar?
Yes.
Yes.
Dude, is there not a line at every bar
There's
now?
There's a line at every
bar.
Was
there a line 7 years ago?
No.
Thank you, and I will hang up and listen. This town has changed, and I don't approve of it.
Yeah, it's called people move here. It's growing. It's a city.
That's also why we get new bars, Ray.
Right, I get it. But no, trust me, I know the downtown scene. I'm starting to get familiarized post-pandemic. I'm getting my sea legs again. But yeah, I'll roll with people. I'm like, oh, dude, Rebar never has a line. Oh my gosh, since when is Rebar 50 deep? I'm like, guys, Kung Fu is all good. Oh, Kung Fu line goes all the way to the hotel next door. Okay, cool.
Well,
guys, don't worry about it. I know the people at Winners and Losers. Nope, those bouncers are like 18 now. I don't know who they are.
I'll tell you, it shifted during the pandemic based on the ones that were like allowing people to do stuff and ones that weren't. So Rebar was one of those where there weren't a lot of rules, and that's why people went there.
Guys,
so
just
now
deal with us name dropping these bars. They probably don't make a lot of sense, but if
but
you
when you come to Nashville, they will make sense.
Dogwood, I will say this: the line was not only like because it's a dope patio. Dogwood might be the best patio in Midtown, so everybody wants in Dogwood. The line goes through an alley. The line goes into
the road.
What?
Ray, I went to Dogwood on Saturday.
Yeah.
Before we had met up with Lunchbox.
Yeah.
There was no line.
It might have been early. These kids don't get going until like 4 p.m.
Ray, this was 2 p.m.
That's what I'm saying. The Vandy kids don't roll until hard till 4 or 5, so you were golden.
Yeah, but they have the freaking brunch where you can drink a whole champagne bottle.
I tried it, though. I tried to do a little name drop at Dogwood. I was like, guys, it was BJ's birthday a couple weekends ago.
Oh, no.
And I go, it was BJ, his boyfriend, my wife. It was a decent group. And I said, guys, I'll just say Bobby Bone Show. We're all good. Tried that at the front door. They hadn't even heard of the show, much less heard of who I was. So, I mean, that was actually kind of embarrassing. The girl next to us goes, oh, yeah, I do marketing. Like, I guess our business works with their business. And I'm like, you think the front door security guy is going to understand that. But he goes, oh, yeah, you're with the marketing team? Oh, cool, yeah, come on in. Dude, we cut the entire line. I was like, okay.
All because the marketing person, not because of the radio show that's
marketing
on.
Marketing clout is bigger right now than radio clout.
Wait, you know where you messed up, Ray? Is you didn't say you were from the Sore Losers podcast.
Coach, they would have beat my ass with a stick, Coach. That would have not even got us in the door, and they would have thrown me out.
Yeah. So then I'm going to tell you the second night, we go out, or we go to, and we go to Broadway, and we go into Jason Aldean's bar, no problem, good. And then it's like 2 a.m., and I'm like, all right, we're headed home, we're done.
And but did you get to the Aldean bar? Because our iHeart logo is actually on the iHeart.
Yeah, it was the second night. There was no one. We just walked right in. There was no one out front. I don't know what the deal was.
Well, that was a Sunday night, correct?
Yeah.
Your second night was a Sunday night.
Yes.
Because it was after the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you got in. Did you find the good floors?
We watched these three dudes play music for a while, and they were really good. And then we went up to the rooftop bar, and Greg and Jake start talking to these two chicks, and we're like, all right, they're in. They're in. Because they're the single ones, and they talking to these chicks for like 45 minutes, and then the bar's closing. And I'm like, all right, going to bed, let's go. And the girl's like, hey, we're going to go over to Honky Tonk Central. It's open until 3 a.m.
You get one more hour, bonus. Yeah.
And I was like, no. Nope.
Call that golden hour, baby.
I was like, Garrett and I were like, we're out. We're heading back.
I've got a wife and kids and a 401k. I'll see you guys later.
And so we leave. So Garrett and Jacob go and hang out with these girls. They're in town for a bachelorette party till 3 a.m. Bar closes. Then the girl's like, hey, you want to come back to the hotel? Greg's like, yeah, let's go. They go back to the hotel. And this girl is just throwing herself at Greg is what I've been told. Like, she's just all over him. She'd been all over him at the bar. And about 4:30 a.m., he's like, all right, we're out. And they go out.
That's an early checkout. Like, I thought checkout was like 10 a.m.
No, but that was the girls' hotel. So they were going back to the Airbnb, and they walk outside. There's no lifts. There's no lifts at that time. They had to walk 1.7 miles back to the Airbnb.
And the sun was coming up.
Was it worth it?
No.
Did they say the walk was worth it?
No, because he didn't. No. He didn't hook up with the girl. And I said, what happened? He goes, I didn't like her from the beginning. And I'm like, well, then why?
She's still a 2-hour hang worthy.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was going to say, why did they hang out till 4 a.m.?
That's what I said, dude. Why did you leave? He goes, I have no idea.
Dude, he needs to be better at communication. I mean, imagine him in a relationship.
No. What's great is they were closing out their tab at Aldean's on the rooftop bar, and they were kicking us off the rooftop bar, and he was like, just go downstairs. Don't even say anything to him. Just ignore. Just don't even let him know we're leaving. So we do that, and we're out front, and they come walking out, and then he was like, oh, you guys want to go to another bar? Okay, I'll go with you. Like, I mean, one second he's like, hey, let's get rid of him. Then he's going to the next bar. Then he goes to their hotel, then he doesn't even hook up because he was like, I didn't like her from the beginning.
But you stayed late. How did you get a ride home?
I got 2 a.m. There's lifts.
So they waited just way too long.
It was almost 5 a.m. The sun was coming up.
Well, you think about it. Nobody's going to be driving at that hour for money.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
dude, that blows. What did they think was going to happen? Well, they think it was New York City. You can just hail a cab.
Yeah. And I don't think
you can in Nashville, but that's only if you're like really deep on Broadway.
And I just don't think they were thinking. I don't know. I don't even know why they went to the hotel. If they're not going to hook up, why would you spend the other hour and a half going to the hotel?
Dude, what are they
living their best lives.
They trying to hit up that Continental breakfast or watch some TV. Why would you go to a girl's hotel if they're not trying to hook up? That was a terrible move on their part. And that was a disastrous.
Terrible move. And they were, hey, we played golf yesterday. They were hurting. They were just like, oh, my God, this is so dumb.
You got to start it with a bloody.
No, they got a bloody. Couldn't finish it.
Nope.
Couldn't finish it.
Sometimes they're the dog.
Could not finish
it. So they were sober most of the last day.
I mean, they were barely breathing. Like, Jacob, we were on, like, the 16, and we were like, man, Jake, you're awful quiet today. He goes, I'm just using all my energy to breathe. Just trying to stay alive. Just trying to stay alive,
dude,
guys.
You sent them home like they were in Vegas, dude.
Dude, they were, I mean, it was just like, they got, like, 4 hours of sleep the second night. They got 4 hours of sleep the first night. I mean, it was just, it was awesome.
That's what life's all about, though.
It dude. Was a great weekend. Great weekend. Then
see, I never thought you were gonna go that hard with them. I figured you guys are gonna be doing your little dinners at Bok Bok and then a couple drinks and then head home for the night. Was there ever the option, or was it ever presented by you? Hey guys, you just want to do a couple drinks at dinner and then head back, or was it always gonna be let's go out?
No, it was all let's go out.
Okay, because see, sometimes I play nice. Me and Billy will be like, hey, do you just want to do dinner, steak maybe, and then do a couple drinks? Yeah. After those couple drinks, though, we always want to go out, you know.
Yeah, and Jacob, we were on the golf course on Sunday. And he goes, man, I got to tell you what. It's really nice of Morgan number two's friends to talk to us.
Dude, the trip could have been a bust. Getting blocked out of bars, not even getting in.
Nothing says old dudes like Jacob the next day saying, I'm just really glad. They were really nice to talk to us. Like, they sacrificed their night to talk to us. Like, I'm like, dude, we're fun. And he's like, yeah, but it was just really nice of them to talk to us.
It really... M2, that is cool that you guys did that.
No, we had so much fun. Like, my friends had just as much fun as Lunchboxes did. Like, I told you, we had a whole crew at Tin Roof, and we were thriving, like, taking shots. I walked out Saturday night having had probably 15 shots that whole day. I was donezo.
But I mean, I would say these bars are, though, a different thing. They're clicky. They're very young. It's not like you're just at a cowboy bar where anybody can pull up and drink a long neck. These are, if you're not with a group, if it's just you and your buddy, it sucks.
Yeah, if it wouldn't have been for them, it would have just been me, Garrett, and Greg standing in the corner talking to each other.
I did look at him at one point. I think you had ran off to get shots at the bar, and they were standing in the corner, the three of them, like talking. And I was like, hey, Three Stooges, what you doing? And they were like, did you just call us the Stooges? And I was like, I did. You guys are chilling in the corner by yourselves.
She's like,
what are you doing?
You guys got to split up. Do yourselves a favor.
And Morgan's friends had to drive back to Kansas City the next day. It's like an 8-hour drive. And one of them wasn't drinking. And we were like, girl, you are so responsible. All of us would be like, wake up in the morning and be like, who feels the best? You get to drive. And you're not even drinking. She goes, oh, I threw up at dinner, so I'm in bad shape.
Let me tell you this about one of the other girls, which you guys will find hilarious. That brunch that Saturday morning, they got in Friday night, so we went out hard on Broadway Friday night. Saturday morning, we're like, oh, we're getting up early to go to brunch because you cannot get reservations anywhere in this town.
I heard that.
And so we got up early so we'd make it before the restaurant opened. We're forcing one of the girls to get up. She gets all ready. I'm driving on the highway, right? Okay? I'm driving us to brunch. Thank goodness I did, because this girl on the middle of the highway was like, I got to vomit. You have to pull over. I got to vomit. She pulls over, and she's puking on the side of I-65, all dressed for brunch.
My gosh.
Which one was that?
Diane.
Oh, my.
Sorry.
You guys are crazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these are all my college friends. And people just cut the problem with Nashville.
So,
is
wait.
Just
so,
come
she
and they go hard.
I got a question. She pukes on the highway. Does she Side order a drink when you get
no.
to.
No. She had Advil, nausea medicine, and like some body light thing. And she had maybe a little bit of fries. Like, she was not thriving at brunch. And she went home. She took my car home. She drove herself home after the bar. And I was like, okay, well. And then we continued on and kept day drinking. And she went back to my house and slept for the remainder of the day.
So it sounds like, though, Lunch, your boys were able to make it the entire trip.
Yes.
It sounds like some of her girls had to tap out.
Yeah, let me tell you. I will give credit to them. They go hard, but they always show up. Like, Jacob is he is down for anything.
I'm
like,
just trying to breathe right now.
I'm just trying to stay
okay,
alive.
Okay, buddy.
Like, I mean, he will, it'll be 2 hours of sleep. If he tells you he's going to be somewhere, he's going to be there. He's going to power through it. He's going to enjoy it. He is down to do whatever, whenever, where he likes to just do. He likes to try things, experience life. And if you say you're going to golf and you make a tee time 6 weeks in advance and you forget about it, guess what? He's going to be on that first tee on time. Jacob is going to be there no matter what. Greg, his hangovers force him out of some things. But this weekend, they trooped on.
They did, and I will say, they stayed at the bar just enough longer than I did, enough to take that championship title over me. Yeah. I left the bar before Lunchbox.
Like,
Coach, you guys get free drinks anymore, or do bartenders
know
you?
No, guys, I don't know any bartenders.
I don't know if you knew this, but 7 years ago, I know it's dating us a little bit, Lunch knew these bartenders that not only got us free drinks, we would have cups that weren't even available at bars.
No.
I would be drinking out of basically like a Wendy's styrofoam cup. The bartenders were giving us, like, we had drinks that weren't even on the market that the bartenders were giving us for free.
They were definitely like the 32-ounce styrofoam cups at the convenience store, yes. I mean, I'm going to show you a picture, Ray, of
so,
Jacob.
Hey, we don't got swag anymore, dude?
Yeah, Jacob on Sunday morning, ready for the tea time, but he showed up. This is him when he wakes up.
That's brutal. Coach, why would you take a picture
struggling.
Of him at his lowest moment?
Oh, we took a video of our friend puking off the side of the highway. I mean, you do, like,
can we post that?
No, gosh, no.
Oh.
No, she would kill me.
Lunch, did the boys, do they do brunch? You guys just swing by McDonald's.
No, we did not do brunch. They ordered Cracker Barrel to their Airbnb one morning, and then the other morning we just ate at the golf course.
So you would go home to your family. I mean, you're burping babies, you're changing diapers, and then you'd go back with the boys?
I would go home.
Did you stay at the Airbnb?
No, my wife told me.
Do you care if I jump in a bed and double up?
Let me tell you this is how cool my wife is, and you guys don't ever believe me that we have such a great relationship. She told me, hey, go stay at the Airbnb. That's fine with me. She didn't want me, because she knew I was going to be coming home hammered, and she didn't want me waking up the kids, didn't want me waking up her, but she said, yeah, go ahead, stay at the Airbnb, that's fine.
She's like, I don't need you all sloppy around here with the kids.
Yes, exactly. So she's got the two kids, she's pregnant, and she was like, yeah, go have a weekend, no problem. She did meet up with us for one meal on Sunday.
Why did she meet up with us at Tin Roof?
Let me tell you, because she's pregnant.
I know,
and
but
she
still,
doesn't
she
feel like going to a bar.
We were standing on the patio.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds like a lot of fun for a pregnant chick to be just standing on a patio. That's
I want to hang out with her too.
And they did meet up with us. We went and had pizza, and on Sunday night we watched the last like 7 holes of the PGA Championship. And mm-hmm. So she met up, brought the boys, and so they got to hang out with me and my friends for a little bit, and it was awesome. Yeah.
You had to tame down the stories when the wife and
kids
were around.
No, I tell the wife everything.
Garrett, be careful how you tell that story. Oh, my wife's here.
His wife, too, had warned him. He told her that he was coming to meet up with us out, and she goes, hey, FYI, she's been drinking on Broadway since like 10 a.m.
I said, we're going to go meet up with Morgan number 2. She goes, well, Morgan number 2 has been on Broadway all day. And so I was like, well, and she was in rare form, but yeah.
Hey, Garrett, don't tell my wife I was out till 2. She thought it was 10.
No, my wife, she knows because I came in the door. She hears it go beep, beep, beep when I come in, and she knows when I climb into bed and snuggle up next to her. Hey, baby, I'm home.
Coach, I get the cool wife thing. I've had a cool wife moment as well. I remember one time we went downtown Broadway. It was me, my wife, and her two girlfriends. Blondes, don't wear a lot of clothes. They love to party, okay?
Yeah.
We're out with them. My wife goes, hey, I don't feel good. But she said, it is our friend's birthday. I want you to stay with them and have a good time with night. Coach, I'm out with two blondes that aren't my wife for like 5 hours. So, I mean,
that's very trusting of your wife. That's very trusting. I mean, oh, my goodness.
That's the cool wife card.
Oh, what a beautiful woman.
Coach, that is the cool wife card. She said, I trust you around my friends who are literally wearing bras as a top. And I totally trust our relationship and have faith in our relationship. So
now,
I equally have cool wife moments.
Hey,
yeah,
now,
you guys both have very cool wives.
Can I tell you about who I met this weekend?
Is it a celebrity or a dude?
It's both.
Okay.
I met a guy this weekend.
Let's just put it this way. M2 is seeing someone.
Mm-hmm.
The dude is Bryce Harper. That's who it is.
It's not him.
No,
it's
no.
not actually him.
It looks exactly like him.
Coach, for like 1/10 of a second, I was like, wait, what in the?
No, no, wait. He walked in, and my buddy Garrett goes, holy crap, Bryce Harper's here. And it was the guy she's dating.
Interesting.
But it isn't him. Like, but
I understand.
To clarify, it is not Bryce Harper.
Well, I think Bryce Harper's married, so and he plays baseball. He plays Major League Baseball, so I don't think he could have been at the bar Saturday night with us.
No.
But he and I looked and I was like, damn, that is Bryce Harper. So if you guys are wondering when M2 talks about the guy she's seeing, it's Bryce Harper. It's Bryce Harper.
Well, unless he can swing a stick like Bryce Harper, I mean, anybody can look like Bryce Harper.
He's a fighter.
Can you look like Bryce Harper?
No, but I mean, dude's got a beard. But I mean, if he swings a stick from the left-hand side like Bryce Harper, then that's cool. But I mean, I don't care if he's hot. What are you saying? He's hot or what?
No, I just was trying to get, just saying, it looked just like Bryce Harper. That's it. That's all I was telling you. Just I thought it'd be interesting to, so people could know. Sort of like you said, my friend Garrett looks like Gary LaVox. I needed to fill people in that I met Bryce Harper lookalike.
Hey,
that's it.
Are you giving any reviews of the guy? Other than him being Bryce Harper?
Well, he's quiet.
He wasn't as outgoing as I am. I grabbed his ass. He didn't grab mine back.
No, yeah. I yelled at Lunchbox. I was like, try and be my dad.
I got reprimanded.
How's it going? What time are you guys going to turn in tonight? I would suggest 10 p.m.
Right before he gets there, Morgan number two, her friends, first of all, tell me, oh my gosh, you got to grill him. Give him a hard time.
I knew my friends would
make him uncomfortable. Ask him weird questions. I was like, okay. And then Morgan number two comes up. She goes, listen to me. You are my friend. Do not be my dad. My dad will be my dad.
That's a great line.
She goes, my dad will be my dad when my dad meets him. You don't need to be my dad. You are my friend. You're much older than me, but you are my friend, not my dad. And I'm like,
how's it going, Bryce Harper? How's it going, bro? And my name's Lunchbox, dog. Nice to meet you, bro.
I said, there's no need to point out that I'm much older than you.
Did I really say that? I'm a little fuzzy at the end of the night. I'm not sure.
Did you try to like use some hip terms? You're like, hey, how's it going, Bryce Harper? Is everything Gucci? Hey, this party's pretty lit.
Hey, I was like, let me see your receipts.
Hey, girl spilling some tea. You know what I'm saying? Come here, Kermit. Come on. Hey, bro. Hey, buddy.
What's happening?
I was trying to think of hip terms.
Fire.
There's lit. Fire.
Hey,
lit.
You guys usually come to this lit club or different one? What up, bro? Yeah, my homie.
Okay, the clapping. It's getting a little weird.
No, that's the high fiving.
I know, but it's not what it sounds like. We gotta stop.
It sounds like something else.
Oh, does it?
Hey, what's up, man? You guys getting turned up? Or you guys just taking it easy tonight?
You guys getting bent?
Oh, man. Yeah.
All right, M2, I know you gotta go, but I wanted you to be here to recap the kind of.
Dang good recap.
But it was a fun weekend.
It was a fun weekend.
It was a lot of fun.
I didn't know that you guys were both mounting up. Mind you, neither one was having a bachelor party or a bachelorette party.
No.
But it damn near sounded like it.
Yeah, it felt like it.
Hey, friends wanted to come visit in Nashville. I mean, that's the thing is people just want to come visit in Nashville, especially now that you can kind of start traveling again safely. People are like, yeah, let's go. Go to Nashville.
Yeah, it's on steroids right now.
It was. And the soccer game was great, and we had a blast. I mean, it was so fun. I mean, Nashville won. It was very enjoyable.
Are they huge soccer fans?
Yeah.
For them to come all the way here?
Yeah, Garrett, Jacob, and I played high school soccer together.
It explains it. That's all I needed to know.
And so, yeah, they wore their Austin FC stuff. And they're like, I can't believe you're not wearing Austin FC. I'm like, dude, I live in Nashville. The team didn't exist when I was in Austin. I go to the games here.
They were playing Austin. It all makes sense. Thank you, Coach.
Yes.
Coach, I glossed over when you said verse. I didn't know the teams.
Yes, they were playing each other, so it was a good excuse for them to come. And it was a lot of fun. 22,000 screaming drunks at the soccer game. It was a blast. It was
Thanks for holding y'all's own with us. You did great.
Oh, man.
At the club weren't so old. They did great.
We're definitely old.
And those shots aren't as cheap as they used to be.
Let me tell you,
mistake of buying a round of shots. I've done it, and I'm like, good God, when do these things get this pricey?
Let me tell you, when I'd go out, I never paid for drinks because I knew bartenders in Austin. I knew bartenders here. I never realized how much damn drinks are.
All the bartenders you knew here, Coach, they all live in the suburbs now. They're no longer
bartenders.
They're all
retired.
They're all moms with kids.
Yeah,
Coach.
They all got kids, and I mean, they're... They're on 401(k)s, and they're, you know.
This bar scene's changed a lot in 7 years. How's it going, are you, little girl?
Yeah, it's like, oh, man, I had paid for drinks. I was like, is that much for one round?
Well, you know they don't even do the drinks you do anymore. The Jägermeister, what'd you use?
Oh, Jäger bombs.
They don't do Jäger bombs anymore.
They do Jäger bombs.
Not a lot of people. Don't. I don't see anybody ordering Jäger bombs anymore.
They make them, but yeah, people don't want to take them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Those were the hot drink.
You know the hot one now? The pipe bomb.
The pipe bomb. I saw some people doing that.
That's a full blown like vodka shotgun, though. The big shot to take is a green tea.
Yeah, see, okay.
Ooh, I need to write that one down.
It's Jameson. I mean, it's still like a whiskey kind of situation.
I always say Vegas bombs, and they look at me like a little Vegas outdated. Yeah.
No, you would like green teas. Right. Everybody loves green teas. Then there's white teas and lemon drops.
Lemon drops. See, I throw a lemon drop out
lemon
there.
Drop is the sissiest drink I've ever heard.
It's a vodka shot.
I don't know all these shots, so I just go to the bar trying to like think of something clever or something
easy.
No,
you don't have to be clever. Tequila. That's it.
No, I can't do that.
I couldn't put down 15 shots of tequila. I wouldn't last. Like, I would be going away in an ER.
Green tea, though. That's a good one. I'm going to need to remember
sex
that
on the
one.
Beach. Yeah, sex with an alligator. I mean.
No. Oh, what's up, homie?
Redheaded slut.
Those go ahead and get me a green tea, bro.
What? They're too complicated.
Green tea. They're like green tea, white tea, lemon drops. They have literally like two ingredients. They're just a mix with the liquor. That's why everybody orders them.
What about the picklebacks? Are those still popular?
Yeah, people still get picklebacks.
Okay, cool. Because I order those and I feel like a little outdated at times.
Yeah, no. People get picklebacks.
You haven't heard of a pickleback? Well, then go learn about it in college, you little student.
Yeah. Well, speaking of old people, Ray, Phil Mickelson.
Wow.
What in the hell happened? What happened?
Let me get the music ready. Continue to talk about it.
I am still in shock that Phil Mickelson won the PGA Championship.
But you weren't in shock and right all at once. He gradually was doing awesome the whole weekend.
Yes, but when you're 50 years old, and we kept saying how he's done because he was terrible, terrible. He was playing on the senior PGA Tour because he couldn't even make it on the PGA Tour because he was so old. He was not competitive. We thought his competitive days on the regular tour were over. He's the oldest winner of a major championship in the history of golf.
Coach,
that tells you how crazy this is.
I did it during the big show, during the big news stories, Coach.
No, but it's still shocking. Yes, he was doing it all weekend, but okay, he's up there. You think, okay, at 50 years old, he can't keep this up. His old body will give out, and he's going to fall apart.
On the final day, paired with Koepka, everybody, I'm sure, was going against him. I'm thinking that there's no way Phil can pull this out.
Everybody thinks Koepka's going to just crush him, and he didn't. I mean, Phil just held it together, and then Phil starts making boneheaded mistakes towards the end. Hits the one in the water, and I'm like, oh, my God, Phil, what are you doing, you idiot?
Because he was getting a little tighter.
Yes, he had like a 5-stroke lead, and all he has to do is use putter pretty much the last 4 holes. Nope, he pulls out that iron. Bounce, bounce, water. And I'm like, oh, my God, Phil, what are you doing? Like, what, Phil? Don't go Phil on us. Just freaking play it safe. But he won. And the crowd on number 18. Where the hell was security? Did you not see it?
Outnumbered.
Did you watch it?
I watched it. I saw the highlights on Twitter.
I mean,
I was watching the Preds game. Sorry, I'm a local guy.
Well, the Preds game was over when.
No.
Yes.
Coach, it went 5 overtimes.
When Phil came up 18, it was over. The Preds game was over because I was at the pizza place watching both.
I kept replaying the Preds' final goal and playing it back and forth over again.
Oh, okay.
Coach, I watched it like 5 times.
That's smart. I see why you do that. Yeah. But, I mean, Phil, the crowd is just crazy. The gallery surrounding him, like running up the fairway. I've never seen anything like it. He couldn't even get through the people. Koepka, it took Koepka like 20 minutes to get to the green because people were hitting him in the knee. And he was getting pissed. He was like, get off me. Get off me. And even afterwards, he was like, hey, they kept dinging my knee, so no, it ain't fun. I mean, it's cool for Phil, but Jesus, people.
I don't know if I saw the actual swarm job, so I'm pulling it up now.
Yes, look at the swarm job. I mean, Phil hits his drive over into the crowd, basically, so there's all these people. Then when he hits his shot onto the green, immediately everybody just circles him, and it's like, guys, he's got to get up to the green. You've got to move. The old man needs to get through, and he can't fight you off. He's 50 years old. And Koepka, I mean, he just Phil's already up on the green, and there's no Koepka. No Koepka. They thought he was a spectator.
Well, they didn't used to swarm greens like this. It started when Tiger won his first one a couple years ago, and I hope this continues. It's almost like storming the court.
It is pretty.
It's pretty sweet.
But as for the golfers, I was like, oh, my God, something is going to happen. Like, what if someone just takes Phil out and he can't finish the tournament? Like, does he still win? You know what I mean?
Think about it. The security guards all weekend have done nothing.
Nothing.
There's no security issues at a golf tournament.
And if you look at the security guards, it's those little private security companies. Like, when you go to an event, look at the security guards. Do you really think they're going to do anything? They have nothing. They are like old grandmas. Like, there's one at the soccer game that the section I sat in 2 weeks ago, literally, she would go 4 steps, and she would take a minute breather.
Oh, you're good.
Go four steps.
Sneak down.
Take a minute breather.
We go to CMA Fest, and my wife goes, oh, you can't sneak down. I go, are you looking at the security guard?
Yes.
He has no gun. He has no taser. What's he going to do?
Flashlight you?
Is he going to yell at me? I mean, who cares if somebody yells at you? We're talking about sneaking down. These people just busted through these cops.
Yes.
These ones might have guns, though.
Well, no, there are some cops on that, but the other ones are just the security guards that, like, wear yellow shirts. And, I mean, it was incredible. But it was so cool for Phil Mickelson to win. It was awesome. And I guarantee Tiger's at home sitting there going, man, F this.
Tiger tweeted.
Oh, yeah, he's going to act like he's happy for Phil. Right? What'd he say?
Congrats, I think. He showed that old people can still do it, and Tiger liked that. It was some kind of tweet like that.
Yes, it's incredible. You don't the oldest person in history of golf to win a major championship. That is bananas.
I mean, yes, I agree with you, but we knew this was coming, though.
No, you didn't know it was coming.
On Saturday, he was in full control.
You expected him to fall apart because he's old.
Tiger Woods on Twitter, truly inspirational to see Phil do it again at 50 years of age. Congrats. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 exclamation points. Thank you, Tiger. From the bed at UCLA, he still is making us love him in the game of golf and the rivalry that is Phil and Tiger.
Tiger immediately called his doctor and said, how long till I can play golf? He's so pissed off.
We haven't seen anything from Tiger.
Yeah, I saw him on crutches.
You did?
Yeah.
There's a picture or video?
There's picture.
How did that
have you never
go
seen
through
a,
the cracks?
You haven't seen a picture of Tiger on crutches?
I mean,
you haven't seen it with his dog?
Dude, this is the first time I've seen this picture.
Oh,
when did
God.
It come out? April 23rd. Dang it, I'm a month behind. It's when I stopped gambling. Coach, I miss out on these pictures sometimes. Dude, he looks fine.
He looks ready to go, doesn't he?
I thought he'd be worse off than that.
I mean, after you hit a tree going 80 miles an hour, you would think it would
So it was his right foot that was on the gas that he broke. The other one was fine.
Oh, he did break the right one?
Well, yeah,
right one.
Yeah,
because I thought he didn't hit any break.
Coach, we know he didn't hit the brake, Coach. the right one, dude, that's the one that he was gassing that bad boy with. Dude, I was in an event. This is random.
Yeah, you were at the Bourbons and Bubbles. That's why we didn't hit you up on Saturday night.
I know. Yeah, so I was busy with that, DD and these two drunk chicks, one of them being my wife. Anyways, I was working that, and the car people wanted, they go, Hyundai is, I guess, in bed with Genesis. They're all the same thing.
Yeah, Hyundai Genesis. That's their
Dude,
type of
I
car.
I had like 10 people come up to me. Why didn't you guys bring the Genesis that Tiger got in an accident in? That would have been good advertising. And I'm like, that's a good idea. But also, you guys are morbid. The guy almost died in that thing. I'm not bringing it out here to Bourbon and Bubbles.
Wait. So Hyundai was a sponsor of this.
Yeah. And so these and we had cars out on like a, I don't know, a farm. But it was a nice farm. It's called the Polo Club or something. But people wanted to see the car. They go, Genesis, why didn't you guys bring a car? Why didn't you bring the car Tiger got in a crash in? Like, I had so many people say that to me. I'm like,
these people are drunk or sober?
They're drunk.
Of course.
But they know Genesis by the car that Tiger got in a wreck in.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known it otherwise.
I mean, that's honestly the new way that it's known. But yeah,
I mean, that's like so much advertising. I mean, really, as crazy as it sounds, it's like, look at what our car went through and the person that still lived. That's how safe our car is.
Dude, that's built-in advertising forever.
Yes, because every time they talk about Tiger's crash, Hyundai Genesis. You will know what car he was driving.
Let me know when you want this NBA audio.
Yes.
We are 45 minutes in, 45 minutes in.
I want NBA is great. First of all, the Lakers Suns almost get in a fight the first game because LeBron and his acting skills again. I mean, Chris Paul goes to box him out and LeBron James acts like Chris Paul ripped his shoulder out of the socket. Laying on the ground. Meanwhile, little man Caruso and Cameron Payne almost getting a boxing match because they think they injured LeBron, where LeBron is the biggest guy on the court, but he's crying like a baby. The bench is, everybody comes together, no punches thrown, but this is what we need. I need the NBA where they hate each other. I don't need all this chum-chum, we love you, kissy, 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 boo-boo. No, I like the hate. I like the fire. Then
LeBron being overly dramatic, the Sports Center comments are LeBron has to be the biggest drama queen in the NBA.
Yeah.
They're calling him, instead of LeBron, Le-actor, doing his job again. LeBron acting like he just got shot. They also, instead of calling him LeBron, they call him now LeFlop.
Yep.
LeBaby.
LeBaby, okay.
LeCryBaby.
Not bad.
Using the Le instead of the Bron. They weren't lying when they said if LeBron fell like KD, that he wouldn't be on the floor for 10 minutes. I don't get that one.
Yes, because KD was hurt and he stayed down for a long time. Like, oh, that was LeBron. He'd hop right back up. Okay.
People are saying this is your GOAT flopping again. Aw, Bron got a boo-boo. Dude, he does go down a lot.
I mean, literally, Chris Paul just kind of, I mean, he undercut him at the hip, but he didn't do any. And LeBron grabbing the shoulder. Hey, ah!
LeBron, man, this dude is hard. Hard as a marshmallow. Coach, LeBron, that was like a novella stuff. I think a telenovela.
Yeah, that's the
soap opera in Spanish.
Yes, I couldn't think of the dang term soap opera. Yes.
That might be all the funny ones.
Yes. Now, then you go to the Knicks and Hawks. And, I mean, the Knicks are finally good in, what, the first time in 50 years? They're in the playoffs.
Awesome. Dude, Madison Square is rocking.
Rocking. And, I mean, we are 2 minutes into the game, and this is the chant from the New York Knicks crowd. I love it.
Yeah, you guys in your truck, see if you can make out this chant that you're hearing.
Last 3 years, they're psyched to be back in the postseason.
Okay. They are saying, fuck Trey Young.
Whoa.
Play it again.
Hold on. Dang, computer has a mind of its own. Coach, I don't know if they're saying that. They may be saying something else.
Last 3 years, they're psyched to be back in the postseason. Last 3 years.
Love it.
Psyched to be
absolutely
back in the postseason.
Love it. And
Coach,
then
I bleeped them all. We're safe, guys. Dude, I love New York City.
I love it.
I'm not a Yankees fan. I'm not a Knicks fan. But I love the crowds in New York the best, I would say, of any other one. I kind of like Smashville. You guys are dope. I live here. But New York is awesome. I want the Knicks, baby.
That is great, great chant. I mean, just great chant.
Probably not best for families, Coach.
It doesn't matter. It's not a family environment.
I wouldn't take my kids there.
I would take my kids
buddies.
There. It's fine.
I would only take my drinking buddies to a soccer game, never my kids.
But then Trae Young with the ultimate dagger, he hits the game-winning three. Like, come on. Like, this is what is need. This is what we need. The drama. We need it. You know we're TNT. We know drama. This is the drama we need.
Here you go.
Herder looking. Back out to Young.
9 seconds.
Guarding him.
5 seconds. Trae Young,
remaining.
Top of the key.
Right
4 seconds. Trae Young drive.
Young goes inside the floater. It's good. With 0.9 seconds remaining, and the Knicks called.
It went pretty silent, Coach.
I thought it was a three, and it was a two. It was a drunken weekend. I didn't remember that.
You mix up the twos and threes, Coach, when you got some boozes.
When you get booze in you, you just see Trae Young shooting you. Imagine it's a three. So he buries the dagger in their heart for the win after the chant at the beginning of the game. Absolutely love it. And the best chant ever by the New York Knicks fans, ever.
Right in this clip? What are we talking about?
Ever. Jeff Van Gundy.
When was that?
Back in the day when he was the coach, they chanted Jeff Van Gundy. I don't know why I love that so much. But that is so funny to me.
See if I can pull it up.
See if you can find that clip.
They say this is at the end of in 2020? Or maybe that's when they posted it. That was a pandemic, if I remember.
Zion, you may recall, after game 7 in 1995.
About when you start talking about the matchup with New York and Indiana.
All right, that's Jeff Van Gundy.
I mean, I love it. I love it.
That game was 1999. Sorry, guys. You were right, though.
That Jeff Van Gundy. Yes, that the NBA playoffs, this is what I need. This is the drama I need. I like it when you hate each other. Don't be high-fiving and talking to each other and being best friends. And then Aaron Rodgers. You see Aaron Rodgers?
He is in Hawaii, I heard, and he did an interview.
And he said He just doesn't have the he doesn't have a problem with them drafting Jordan Love. It's just he doesn't have the same philosophy as the GM, and the GM needs to understand that it's this organization is built for the people and brick by brick, and there needs to be more. I don't really understand. It's really he just has his feelings hurt. It's still what I get from it is he has his feelings hurt that he's not getting enough respect. And he doesn't get the honor that he should. And he screwed up their plans by winning the MVP and playing so well. But he still just sounds like a hurt baby. Like he's a crybaby. Me and the GM don't see eye to eye. Okay, great. He's not there to be your friend. He's there to make business decisions on the organization. If he does, you don't see eye to eye all the time.
Did you listen to the whole interview?
Hell no.
Somebody was saying he just kind of cut it loose. Like, you know, usually they're all with a prepared statement.
Yeah.
They said it was actually a pretty interesting interview.
I'd had to listen. I just read a little bit of a story on it about what he was saying about how the philosophy is different and how they don't see eye to eye. And
Did you see Kenny Mayne, how he said goodbye to him though?
Yeah.
I guess Kenny Mayne is the one that interviewed him.
Yes. Cause Kenny Mayne is leaving ESPN.
But did you see how he ended it?
No.
It's pretty funny. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right, here you go.
Did the interview together. You told me to go heavy in the cryptocurrency game. I did. We're down 40%. Then I lost my job. Gretchen just wants a new comforter. F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
Coach, a lot of F-bombs flying.
That's great.
Dude, Kenny Mayne was a legend when we were kids.
That's funny. Kenny Mayne is so funny and so creative. I really like that dude.
Funny and creative gets you fired, Coach.
Okay.
But
you're right.
I mean, I guess there's a newer class now, the TikTokers. SportsCenter thinks they're better than Kenny Mayne.
Well, he was a salary cap casualty is what he said. And we got to do this one. Coachers, it's my 21st birthday on May 25th. Oh, we're late again. So I was wondering how y'all would suggest I go about celebrating. By the way, love the gunshot, even though it scares the crap out of me when I'm driving. Thanks, David from Portland, Tennessee. Okay. Well, David, how would you celebrate your 21st birthday? Well, since we're a day late on this, I'm going to say I hope you went out to the bar and had some drinks with your friends. And since you live in Portland, Tennessee, I would bet the nightlife scene is not very good. So I would suggest you get some friends and you drive down to Nashville this weekend and celebrate your 21st birthday.
Yeah, the best way to celebrate a 21st is your friends are going to plan it for you. I remember coming home from the gas station. It was my 21st birthday in Texas. I really didn't think I was going to do anything because I had class the next day and I was a responsible student. And South Beach pulled me aside and he said, listen, we're putting ties on. We're getting dressed up. We're going to drink this bottle of Malibu and we're going to go next door and knock on the neighbor's door. And we did. And the girls opened the door and we partied with them all night. And I had a raging hangover the next day in my Spanish class. But guess what? For my 21st, me and South Beach pounded a bottle of Malibu.
Nothing says men turning 21 like Malibu.
And I'll hang up and listen on that.
I mean, hey, guys, you know what I did on my 21st? I drank Malibu.
Coach, now that I think of it, South Beach could have gone with a little bit manlier of a drink, but that's what he wanted to bring in 21 with, Coach. I have a shout-out. I just pulled up the Twitter.
Okay.
Jordan Holcomb. Coach, how about a shout-out on the pod today? It's my birthday today. Dirty 30. I don't know if we nailed the day, but happy birthday, Jordan.
Yeah, he was an original member of the Fantasy League.
Fantasy football?
Yeah, he was in the league number 1 year. I believe
I remember that name.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Dang it, I had something, but I forgot. I don't know. It's not important.
Was it about your weekend?
Oh, did you see Brooks Koepka?
Yeah, it was funny.
I mean, he's doing an interview talking about the greens and talking about how the wind made it really hard to line up any putt.
If you guys want it.
And Bryson DeChambeau walks by in the background and makes a comment, like just line it up right. And Koepka gets pissed.
Here you go.
Ready? Golf course was asking maybe a just lot one from ear. You today, Brooks. What were you able to do well and put up that nice number?
Just ball struck my way around this place. Didn't putt well, but I don't think many guys are going to putt well with this wind. It's very tough. I don't know what other guys have said or. I just felt it difficult to read. You know, sometimes,
that was DeChambeau in the back.
I lost my train of thought. Yeah. Hearing that bullshit. Fuck.
All right. Are we starting over? We're going to enjoy that in the TV compound.
I honestly wouldn't even care.
And he goes, no, I wouldn't even care if he aired it. Like, perfect. I don't care. Because he hates DeChambeau. You can just tell he hates, like, gets on his last nerve. Oh, my God.
Guys, that went only one speaker in your trucks and your cars. I'm going to go post, and I will edit. I'll make it good for your cars.
Okay.
Because I don't want it just in one of their speakers, Coach.
One last thing before we go. Julio Jones announced he's out.
Titans.
Out.
I have inside information. He's coming to Titans. Think about it. Derrick Henry, where did he go? To college.
To Alabama.
Where did Julio Jones go to college?
Alabama.
And I will hang up and listen. He's coming to the Titans, Bubba.
Wow, so you're telling me Derrick Henry is the only player and Julio Jones is the only player in the NFL that went to Alabama.
All right, Coach. Would you just let me have that? And then he also, there's a corroborating evidence. Derrick Henry did tweet something like, something. He told him to come here. So there you go.
So that's your inside information.
Yeah, take from that what you will. But I do believe that we're going to have one unbelievable receiver in Nashville, and you heard it here first.
You already have one. His name's A.J. Brown.
Then we'll have two. I think we lost Corey Davis, didn't we?
Yeah, they lost Corey Davis to the Jets. But here's my thing. Is Julio Jones worth it still?
I've heard interviews where I believe Larry Fitzpatrick said he is the most unbelievable receiver I've ever seen with my own two eyes on the field.
Right.
And I don't think that can just die off even with age, Coach.
I don't know what person you referenced, Larry Fitzmagic or whatever you said.
Fitzgerald.
Fitzpatrick, I think is what you said. Larry Fitzpatrick, not a real player that I know of. But just hear me out. Julio Jones is 32 years old. He has an injury. He gets hurt. Do you really want to pay him $23 million or whatever to come play? I don't know if he's worth $23 million at this point in his career. At 32 years old, I think, I don't know if I want him. I don't know if I know he's a great wide receiver and, oh, we're in love with him. But at 32 for $23 million, I'm going to be the one to say it. I don't think he's worth it.
Here is the clip I was referencing, and it was Larry Fitzgerald. I am sorry if I mispronounced or missaid that. Sometimes I missay things. Here you go.
Hey. The $11 you're going to see today. He's the best I've ever seen.
He looks like a freak.
He's the best I've ever seen. I'm serious. He's so explosive. He got no weaknesses. No weaknesses in his game.
He's got no weaknesses. You heard that from Larry Fitzgerald.
And he's got no weaknesses except for his ankle and his health. I mean,
I will hang up and listen.
Yeah. All right, I'm just saying $23 million, a lot of money to pay a 32-year-old wide receiver.
Hey, we just made $23 million in Broadway this weekend. We can bring a receiver here. You know what I'm saying? And I will hang up and listen on that one.
All right, let's go home. We should address where Eddie is. Eddie is he is carrying someone's sticks right now.
The fact that we went the entire show and didn't address that.
I don't know if anybody missed him.
No, I hate that he was forgettable. It sucks to be forgettable.
Yeah, it does. It sucks to be in that position, but
dang
yeah.
It.
He
filled in seamlessly and flawlessly. And her girl stories, I feel, gave those truck drivers a little bit of steam driving across America.
Hearing her soft voice, they're like, oh, this is going to be a good one.
Hey, you hear that? They got some hot girls in Nashville that like to do shots.
What were you saying about Eddie carrying some sticks?
Yeah, he's carrying sticks right now, and he's cleaning someone's balls.
Are you going to further talk about it, or is it more secretive?
No, he's being a caddy for Bobby. They're at the – where are they at? Some pro-am.
Oh, PGA Championship.
No, it's a pro-am in Dallas, and so – Bobby's playing in it today, and so Eddie is his caddy. And allegedly, Eddie told me they were going to be playing with, should I save it? Should we surprise them? No. So he should have a lot of stories on Friday. If he doesn't have a lot of stories, I'm going to be ticked off.
He's going to have stories on the big show.
No, he can bring them to the little show because he is.
No, but first access needs to be given to the big show.
Because he's playing with Jordan Spieth. The front nine and Jimmy Walker, the back nine. If he doesn't get some stories from Jordan Spieth or Michael, Eddie is worthless. God.
Dude, that's sweet there with Spieth. Walker, I don't know if the guy talks that much.
I mean, I don't even know if anybody knows who Jimmy Walker is unless you're a real diehard golf fan.
Jimmy Walker was at the front of a tournament. I fell asleep on Sunday. I don't even know if he won that tournament. He doesn't say a lot, and he's very graceful, but in a very...
Yeah, but he's not really an important golfer in our eyes. And how about those Tebow jersey sales? How about those Tebow jersey sales? Who told you Tebow matters? Who told you people? Who? Hey, Eddie. Eddie, what do you say about that? Ray, does Tebow matter?
I posted a picture in my Tebow jersey.
Do people care about Tim Tebow? Do they care about the top five items on NFL.com or whatever, NFL shop, that when he got signed were Tebow, 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 Tebow. I mean, good God, could I look even any smarter than I already do? I already tell you I'm the sports genius, and I prove it once again. Tebow drives people. People love Tebow. People love to hate Tebow. People love, love Tebow. He puts butts in the seats. He brings in dollar bills. He brings the cameras. He brings the spotlight. Tebow matters.
I already got my jersey thanks to the mother-in-law. She was ahead of it 4 years ago.
Are you going to wear a Tebow Jacksonville jersey?
No, it's Eagles, but same thing.
No, but will you get one just because you like Tebow?
No. Mine, though, I'm thinking about cutting the sleeves off of it. Hopefully the mother-in-law is fine with that, and then I'm going to wear it to the club. I don't know if you've been out and about, which you have been.
I have been out and about.
Guys are now wearing basketball jerseys to the club and chopped off NFL jerseys. So that may be one that I rocked a little Dogwood, a little Broadway. I'm bringing the Tebow jersey to Nashville, baby.
All right.
So it's not just in Jacksonville. It's spread nationwide. It's almost bigger than the pandemic or the cicadas.
Cicadas. Good God, you and the cicadas. All right. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
At this point, I really do just hope the cicadas come because I talked about them because I'm kind of thinking they maybe don't even come to Nashville.
Yeah, I'm starting to think they don't come either.
Because it's 90 degrees out, and they only need to have the ground at 64 and they're supposed to emerge. I mean, it was 64 at night. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the air is 64. You understand inside the ground is colder.
Air warms ground. Ground warms feet. Feet warm me. Coach, get on it, man. That's how biology works, Brew.
All right, there you have it. Have a great Wednesday. We will see you on Friday where we better have some great stories. I mean, good grief.
Hey, guys, I wasn't able to really tell any stories. We signed an NDA agreement.
Hey, guys, they told the caddies to shut the F up. They told us to shut the F up, so I wasn't allowed to talk to Michael or Jordan, and so I didn't even get a picture with them.
You think they're really going to be allowed to talk to them? I'll hang up and listen.
Not. I would assume it's a program, so I would assume it's pretty relaxed, but I don't know.
I'm telling you, rules with that kind of stuff, dude, they're. You think Jordan's out there to just have a jack around session?
Well, he's only playing 9 holes, so yeah, so he probably...
Oh, are they really?
Well, Jordan plays 9, and then he plays with Jimmy Walker. Yeah, allegedly in the pro-am, the pros only play 9 holes.
Allegedly? What is this? An investigation?
Well, that's what Eddie told me. I don't want to say something and be wrong. You know, he's never caddied for anybody, so he didn't really know the rules.
Over under on good stories is at 1.
No, 1.5.
Coach, they keep their distance. I mean, we don't even barely talk to each other on the golf course. You think they're going to all talk and be friends and buddy-buddy, tell some inside secrets, tell us all about Bryson? Get out of here.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
Coach, they're going to shake hands when the cameras are there. Jordan's going to put on a smile, and then they're not going to see him for 9 holes. Hey, thanks for coming. Here you go. Here's a Charles Schwab t-shirt. Wear it on their way out.
Now, I told him, hey, you got to tell him that, hey, our friend brother saw you at the Preds game, but he didn't want to be mean, so he just took a creepy picture of you.
That's their end? Hey, brother, if you get a chance, you tell Jordan I said hello. Last time I saw him was at the suite.
Yeah, be like, he'll remember me. Remember that guy who was sitting next to you in the suite, the Preds guy? He just wanted to check in and say how you're doing, see if he enjoyed Nashville. Oh, man. All right. And, hey, we got the newest Preds fan on the block, don't we?
Bub.
Oh, man.
Guys, you thought Bub was a big Kansas City Chiefs and Jayhawks fan?
I mean,
he's
how many
times? Even bigger.
Guys,
Preds
how many times
fan.
On this podcast has Bub mentioned the Predators? How many times? I mean, can you count them for me, Ray?
I don't believe he ever has, but he's wearing the biggest Predators hat I've ever seen this side of the Mississippi. And it is mustard yellow, which only the Predators do.
And he's got mustard yellow shirt on. I mean, he even got Predator shoes on. I mean, all of a sudden, he's Predators till we die. Go, Preds, go!
Listen, I'm a fan. But in his defense, that was a huge turning point the other night. You go from the Preds down 3-1, series is over. They tie it 2-2. We don't know how it is now. We pre-recorded.
No, that's fine.
So
I think they play tonight.
I know, but this is Wednesday.
No, I think they play Wednesday. That's what I'm saying.
Tuesday.
So, anyways, you know, the series is 3-2, you know. It could go any way, but...
Hey, tell brother to come in here real quick.
No, we're going to go 2 hours.
I'm just going to ask him one thing.
Brother, you want to say one thing to lunch on the podcast? Yeah, jump in there for 2 seconds. You're on a 5-minute time limit to only say the funniest material you have.
Put him on M2's mic. Here he comes. Guys, Pred it out.
Bub is coming in here to talk Predators hockey. We've heard him previously.
Brother, sit down there, Morgan number 2's mic real quick. I mean, no. I'm just going to talk to you about your Preds.
But what I was saying is the series could have been 3-1. They evened it up. Right. And that
I can't hear anybody.
You're fine. That could be world-changing. They could end up winning the Stanley Cup because of that one overtime goal that happened on Sunday night when I was laying in my boxers on the couch. And that was an amazing moment in Nashville history. And I don't think anybody else realized the significance of that except for brother. And that's why he's wearing the hat and the shirt.
I was in boxers, too. They were mine, but...
I was at the...
Bob, did you have a guy over like me?
No, left.
I was at the pizza joint, and I had a vodka soda in my hand, and everybody, and we had pizza on the table and some wings. And brother, how old is that Preds hat?
How old was the girl's? It was, you were holding a vodka and soda for who?
For me.
Oh, you were drinking the vodka.
Yeah,
soda.
Got
the hat is. I don't know which one is this. Got a few of them. I don't even know which ones of. This is the one you're making fun of.
No,
this goes perfectly with the shirt, Bubba. No, we're asking the shirt,
brother. We've never seen you wear Preds gear in our life.
Yes, you have. I wore these same britches last week. I've worn this shirt before, and I wore a different Preds hat last week.
Okay, maybe we're wrong. We thought you just went to
the... This is the same brother that just went and watched us beat Tampa Bay Lightning 7-2 with half the Masters team, the Ryder Cup, two podcasts ago.
I was at a Predators game during the pandemic if we're going to try and do dick size, Bub.
Well, you'd lose, but go Preds. I've been to plenty of Preds games. Why am I taking flack for being a Preds fan?
I thought you were just jumping on the bandwagon. Ray told me you bought a new hat at the fan shop this morning, and so we were
telling
him. No, you turned, and I don't even have... No, that was funny. Maybe not. And I don't even have a jersey, though. A real fan would have a jersey, right?
I got a Subban one. I don't have the new guys. Apparently, we got this new guy called Douche, or what's his name?
Duchesne.
He's been there for like 2 years.
Didn't he come from somewhere? Well,
he came from somewhere.
Right?
He came from his mom's vagina, and then he grew up.
Dude, I was literally watching the whole game. I was like, sweetie, you got to come out here. We got a guy named Douche.
The end is silent. It's hockey, babe.
he's been on the team for like 2 years, guys.
And I know. I just heard him giving him flack here on Sports Talk Radio locally lately. I've been listening
really,
to the
he
Prince,
loves he loves country music, man. That's why he chose Nashville.
Don't we have another guy on our team? His name's Cunt?
Kunin. K-U-N-I-N.
Oh, I watched the entire game and thought it was
I know if you just cut off the last few letters of these guys' names, we do have a pretty pornographic team.
That's what
team.
I'm saying. I turned on the TV, didn't know what I was watching. Hustler, XXX store, coach.
Cunt to Douche. Oh, goal, Pred. Yeah. That is bad.
That was a big win, though.
Huge, but, hey, dude. That's the series. Game three. If we don't win game three, that's a series. Well, and I know nothing about hockey.
Hey, brother, when you're talking to him, you got to talk to the mic. Don't talk. You're turning towards the window.
I know, but it's hard.
I know.
He's got all white. Handsome today. You know he tried. He coordinated that.
Bub,
that's down to the shoes, Bub. That's white.
Bub, this is a podcast. It's not SportsCenter. Quit looking at the teleprompter.
I know. Teleprompter.
Yeah, read the script. Arnold gave you the script.
Bub, you would be a disaster in Bristol.
I love it. I don't like racing.
Hey, brother, how you been? You been good?
I've been lovely. Y'all want to sneak into the Preds games? I know a door we can get in. we got a game six, right?
Yeah, we get a game six.
Huh? You want to try?
On Thursday night.
If I can make it. I don't know what Thursday night is looking like.
Bub, I'm not. I'm only going to go to a game if I legally pay for it, Bub.
Yeah, legally. And all rights belong to the Predators.
Oh, yeah.
I would never sneak in.
He doesn't gamble anymore. He's all perfect. All that
I mean, he's a born-again Christian.
Oh, wait. It explains the outfit.
Yeah, I was at church.
I know nothing about hockey, but to my defense, there is no bandwagon. I didn't have anyone to jump on.
Brother, I'm just asking how you're doing, brother. How you been gardening? What's been like going on in life?
Landscaping like crazy.
Tell us what you've been doing to your yard.
I just didn't have hockey growing up.
I know.
So I love it now.
What did you do to your yard? Planted how many trees?
Dude, I got more trees. I'm going to take a picture. I don't get
how
on
many
Instagram
trees
much
did you
anymore.
Plant?
I planted 46 in my backyard because I wanted to do my tree line. My fence line. I finally done that. And it won't be private for 4 or 5 more years. Not that I'm trying to create any kind of privacy, just more a look.
Yeah, just so you can walk around new in the backyard.
Absolutely. You're going to need a drone, a helicopter, an invite to see Brother Pitts.
and a microscope.
Yeah. Oh, got him. So, no, I love being outside. I love landscaping. And So, yeah, I just absolutely love it. My impatience are banging in the front yard. I'm going to have to get some pictures. That will give you plenty of dirt, no pun intended, for you to have on Brother Pitts, because I mean, there's plenty.
If Bub's on the way out, I do have a final question for you, Bub.
Yeah.
Vehicle-wise, when did you get the new car?
New car? A new car.
I didn't see your car out in there.
Parked in the same place.
No, I saw a bandwagon out there, not your car.
Love you, Ray Ray.
He shoots! He's gone!
Got his ass on the way out.
He goes.
That's how we do our guests.
Hey, he said, nah, parked in the same spot. Oh, my God. All right, everybody. Have a great Wednesday. Sorry, and we do apologize. Look, we apologize for Monday. Let's be real. We had some work stuff, but also I had to get after the work stuff, I had to get to the golf course with my boys, and Eddie had to get somewhere with the kids, and Ray wasn't going to, you know, Ray had to take a nap. I mean, let's be real. So we apologize, but
Coach, your excuses, though, when you do make an excuse for the podcast, just make us look worse. Why? Usually you should lie and make us look better. We just look like a bunch of...
Honestly. Yeah, well, I thought they'd get more mad if I said, "Hey, man, really, we got done with work stuff, and we had a lot of work stuff to do, and I had to hit the golf course. Eddie had to pick up his kids. I figured that looks worse than, oh, you know what? We were tied up at work all day long, so it sounds like we were working really hard. Really, I was picking up my boys to go to the golf course, and I mean, I didn't think they would appreciate that.
It's cool though. You can say what you want because we really don't know those people. Well, we actually know Locks. We met him in person. Oh, we know B-Hands too.
B-Hands, and we met Michael and.
I don't know if Michael listens anymore. Last time I saw Michael was a hotel room in Paris on my bachelor party.
So weird. So weird.
Free room. Thank you, Michael. I'll repay you someday.
I'll repay you. All right. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. We're out of here. Have a great day. Bye. Ray, hit the... Oh, Eddie's not here to do it. What do we do?
Oh, we finally figured out his value.
Dang it. All right, hit it. No, hit it. The gunshot. I think that works.
What a
shame. Wait, have Abby do it. Abby, buzz us out. Abby, buzz us out.
Coach, last time I asked her for help with a cameo, she made me pay her $5.
Okay, buzz us out, Abby.
Oh, shoot.
Right.
Can I redo it?
Yeah, you can redo that.
Now you owe her $5.
Terrible? Was that terrible? What do you think, Abby? What would you rate that? Okay, try it again.
I can't. You do it, Ray.
That was decent. You know some truck driver like that.
Yeah. He's like, two girls, one day? Oh, yeah.
Get her to do that noise one more time.